But the point is that I'm watching Big Brother and I'm thinking it's cool because I know somebody. I mean, I've heard, listened to him before many, 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 many times. Used to listen to him all the time, especially when he was on Eat This Hot Show with Madge and who were the other people? I can't even remember now. That's so bad. Anyway, Big Brother is, I think it's fun. It's going to be interesting. There are some hot guys on there. Big Fatty said that he already knew who won the power of veto and all that. But how does he know that? Because, wait, is he watching, I don't know. Big Fatty, tell me, are you watching the Showtime 2 version thing so you can see it? Are you, he said something about Twitter. He was following somebody on Twitter who was revealing all this stuff. I don't know. I'll have to figure that all out. Again, for you know, once again, the point is that I am watching Big Brother and loving it so far.
It's not just ruined; it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 684 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of September, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's little show, y'all, we're gonna, it's gonna be very musical. Very, very musical. Let me go get my earplugs. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Now, y'all, I am recording. I am recording this. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, the words with friends is coming in, and the burp is going out all at the same time. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was a Five Guys cheeseburger with the pickles and the grilled mushrooms and the french fried potatoes. Because y'all, Larry Klein and I, Larry Klein had a bit of unfortunate luck on, too, I say, Tuesday night, because, y'all, someone broke into his little car, and they smashed out the passenger window, and, y'all, it was, he had to get it fixed today, and, y'all, the repairman was running a little late, and, so, y'all, we didn't get a... We were gonna go to the Five Guys for lunch, and y'all, it just kept getting later and later and later, and it was after 2:30, and I said, Larry, why don't we just, since we hadn't had any lunch, why don't we just leave at 4 o'clock and just go and have an early bird supper? He says, yes, Big Fatty, let's do it. And y'all, so we did that, and then we did a little running around, and so y'all, I'm recording this a little later than normal, but y'all, it is still before the premiere of the Survivor and the culmination of the Big Brother, which you heard Honey talking about at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, since this is before the finale, I want to give you my predictions. And y'all, and I may have already done this. I don't remember because you know y'all. Big Fatty, move the show forward. Y'all, my prediction is Hayden is gonna win the head of household, and he is going to take Lane to the finals with him. They're going to evict Enzo, and the jury is going to give the $500,000 prize to Hayden, and Lane will be the runner-up, and y'all, then America's Choice. Now, I don't know which it's going to be, but y'all, it's going to be one of these two. It is either going to be Reagan, or it's going to be Brittany, and I'm leaning towards Brittany, y'all. And the only reason I say that is because Reagan was the saboteur number two. And he earned $20,000 for doing that. So they may say, whoa, no, we need to give Britney something. And, y'all, Britney was fun. She was batshit crazy, but she was fun. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking about batshit crazy, I just want to get right in to this. Thank you. Now, y'all, you ancient ones are going to get this one right off. But y'all, and this is not the original theme music for this little show. But y'all, your clue for today is Frank Farkle and Ferd Berfel. Now, y'all, do you recognize one of the later themes from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In? Now, y'all, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In was an American sketch comedy television program that ran for 140 episodes from January 22th to 1968 to May 14th, 1973, and it was hosted by comedians Dan Rowan and Dick Martin and was broadcast by NBC. It originally aired as a one-time special on September 9, 1967, but was such a success that it was brought back as a series replacing The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Y'all, I didn't know that. Y'all, the title Laugh-In came out of events of the 60s hippie culture, such as love-ins or be-ins, and these terms that were in turn derived from sit-ins, which were common protests in those days. Now, y'all, the show was characterized by a rapid-fire series of gags and sketches, many of which conveyed sexual innuendo or were politically charged. The co-host continued the exasperated straight man, Rowan, and the dumb guy, Martin, act, which they had established as nightclub comics. And this was a continuation of the Dumb Dora acts of vaudeville, best popularized by Burns and Allen. Rowan and Martin had a similar tagline, say goodnight, Dick. Goodnight, Dick. So anyway, y'all, it was a wonderful show. And y'all, they were wonderful, hilarious, just hilarious people on there. But y'all, Larry Klein and I were sitting at the Five Guys, and y'all, I don't know what brought it up, but all of a sudden I was talking about Frank Farkle, and y'all, we both immediately knew what it was about. And y'all, I'm just going to read this to you, and y'all, I couldn't find it on the intertubes, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But y'all, if you can find the sketches from Laugh-In about the Farkle family, and that is spelled F-A-R-K-E-L, you need to go watch it, because y'all, it's a chuckle a minute. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm just gonna read this, and I'm not gonna read the names of the people that played these characters, because I think it takes away from reading the write-up here. The Farkle family was a recurring sketch on the television variety show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. The Farkle parents, Frank Farkle and Fanny Farkle, both had dark colored hair and good eyesight. However, curiously, all of their children had red hair and wore glasses, just like their good friend and trusted neighbor, Ferd Berfel. The youngest was Sparkle Farkle. There were also twins, Simon and Gar Farkle, but despite being identical twins, they were played by actresses of different races. There were also sketches where the identical twins, Sparkle and Charcoal Farkle, were in it. The other Farkle children during sketches included Mark Farkle, Fritz, and Fred Farkle. Much of the humor in the Farkle sketches derived from repeatedly introducing every member of the large family by name. Otherwise, the dialogue would lead to tongue twisters. That's a fine-looking Farkle flingo you found there, Frank. One daughter, Flicker Farkle, always had a single word of dialogue. And do you remember what it was? Hi. Y'all, and the Farkles, it would be like, Frank Farkle, this is Fanny Farkle, Fanny Farkle, Frank Farkle, Fanny Frank. Ferd Berfel, Ferd, have you met Fanny Farkle? Fanny Farkle, Ferd Berfel, Ferd Berfel, Fanny Farkle. And y'all, and Sparkle Farkle. But, Y'all, it was a hoot. It was just a hoot. So, y'all, first of all, I want to remind all of you that I am playing the crank, and that is spelled Q-R-A-N-K. And y'all, I am Big Fatty Online on there. And so if you would like to be my friend on the crank, which is, y'all, it is like a daily quiz program, get on there and be Big Fatty's friend. Yes, Big Fatty, we will do it immediately. And, but y'all, some days I do okay, and some days no. It's just no. So, anyway, but, y'all, one of the things that I've noticed here lately, it is getting cooler and it is getting darker. The days are getting shorter, y'all, the days are getting cooler. Y'all, it is refreshing. It is refreshing in Upchuck in the mornings because, y'all, it's in the 60s and it's just getting into the up 80s in the afternoons. Y'all, yeah, we're moving into the spring, anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about, but y'all, we're getting ready to move into the autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. Buddy, as bad as not remembering, what is it that he didn't remember? Oh, who was on that, eat this hot pile of shit? Oh, bad, buddy, you're vulgar. Now, y'all, I had a lovey, and I'm sorry, not a lovey, I had a listener who, oh, dear, gussie, I have opened the wrong thing here, y'all. I had a listener that, that sent me some songs, y'all. And I just want to read this to you. It says, Bad Friday. Y'all, this is from Homer. And I don't know if this is the Homer that always calls during Honey's show. But anyway, it is Homer. And he says, hey there, Big Fatty. My name is Homer, and I am a comedian that lives in the Chicagos. I came across Big Fatty Online show on the Intertubes. I saw the link from the Gay Truckers page. I just opened a new sketch comedy review here in Chi-Town and have recoded two of the original songs from it. One about bear411.com and one about the Spacebook. So the former very gay and the latter not so much. I would love it if you would consider playing either or both on your little show. Please let me know what you think. Thanks and cheers, Homer. Well, y'all, Homer, I have not previewed these, y'all, but I think that we need to give Homer, who is evidently a Homer, we need to give him a little air time, as they say, Big Fatty, as long as the air's not coming out of your butt. So, y'all, here by Homer is Bear411. Big Fatty, will that be a song about the ginger bear?
To Bear411, the men are large and covered in hair, and instead of fat, we call ourselves bears, and it makes us feel all manly and stuff, and instead of high, we just say woof. Bear411.com is so good for my self-esteem. No skinny bitches to tell me to put down the eye. Tell me my sweatpants are uncool. I'm on a website where armpits and love handles always rule. I use a fake name when I chat, but my dick And that's where it's at. There's no need to know about my real life when we're hooking up. And he's got a wife. When we're online, our relationships all become meaningless. One day I say I'm a hooker, the next I'm monogamous. When someone asks me to sleep with him and I am just not sure, I reply with an emoticon and then I just say,
yeah, Gussie, y'all Homer, that was lovely. You are very talented. We love it. The only thing, y'all, I think the only thing he did not mention in that little song was back fat. And y'all, speaking of back fat, I'm going to go over. Back fatty, are you going to talk about somebody in Walnut Hills? No. y'all, I'm just going to goggle back fat and see what comes up. Because y'all, you know, we all need to know about back fat. Y'all, there's images of back fat. Oh, vulgar. And y'all, they're all women. They're all women. Oh, no, there's a ginger. No, okay. Let's just see. How to get rid of back fat. Oh, no. Y'all, but those are the love handles. Y'all, there's the no more back fat workout. It lasts for 5 minutes. I'm sure that doesn't do a damn thing to get rid of back fat. So y'all go over there and look at some of those images of the back fat. And then you'll feel much better about yourself. Yes, Big Fatty, much better. And y'all, for some reason, I don't know why, but there's a picture of a woman's legs. I don't know if that's considered back fat also. Big Fatty, I'm being... Oh, my God, I hit images, y'all. Oh, now there's some nice back fat there. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, and y'all, then there's fat in a towel or something. I don't know. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Volga, Volga, Volga. Okay, y'all, we're going to move right on past that now. Yes, Big Fatty, I think it is best. But, y'all, I wanted to tell you also that when Larry Klein and I were out, we guess where we went? Can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we went and did the Publix run while we were out and about. And y'all, because, you know, it was a coupon day. It was coupon day. And y'all, the penny coupon was for a pound bag of the Publix coffee. Y'all, by the way, the pound bag of Publix coffee weighs 11 and a half ounces. Dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. But I didn't need a whole lot of stuff, but I picked up a few things here and there. And y'all, I spent $30.41. But y'all, I saved $17.18. Big Fatty, you done good on that one. You just done good on that one. And y'all, I bought some ice cream sandwiches that are made with some of those Mrs. Fields cookeries. And y'all, that it is, it, you might as well just go ahead and get out the duct tape and just apply it directly to your back fat. Honey, what do you have to say about that? Couldn't have said it better myself. Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.